when you make photographs and you've been someplace for a long time, you start to take note of changes and you start to take note of details because you go back and visit those places over and over. I have a love affair with Colorado's landscape and everything, Colorado, from border to border, top to bottom, side to side. And what you find is visiting those places, you get a sense of the power of the journey that you're on, visiting them, the beauty of it, how it affects and defines your life. I think it was Wallace Stegner that said, you don't know who you are until you know where you are. And that is really critical in this piece about Colorado, because we live here because of the outdoors in this magnificent place and the weather and everything about the climate. You know, we have 320 days of sun and then these mountain peaks and this diverse landscape and climate zones that are seven deep from about 4,000 feet to 14,000 feet that ultimately give us information about who we are, where we are, and what's important and vital to our lives and our connection to this powerful place.
Now, that's your relationship to the land as a photographer. For the viewer, people seeing these images that you take, how can your images portray wider or broader themes like the value of stewardship of public lands and the need to preserve these type of landscapes?
Right. This book is defined by two things: the poetry that leads you into each section of life, light, and land, and the images are there for each viewer to have their own experience in relationship to them, and then go out and seek them out and find them and visit them, and then to learn about how it changes and affects them in their relationship with Colorado. In regards to public lands are under tremendous pressure and attack right now from so many interests that have no concern about their value to the general public and what they bring to us in Colorado. And they bring so much to us in Colorado. With 5.5 million Coloradans that are year-round residents, we have an additional 77.7 million visitors that come here each year to visit this magnificent place, recreate, enjoy, and vacation. That brings about $19 billion into our economy, which is a massive economic engine unto itself. The strain comes from those interests that are interested in extraction, from mining, gas and oil exploration. Everywhere I go, from the Pawnee grasslands, the Comanche grasslands, to the outside edges of our national and state parks, there's pressure on those lands to develop them for the last bits of what can be taken for profit, and as opposed to the value in the long term, without regard to the what they bring to the public and our relationship to them.
You also talk a lot about water, because water is so integral to Colorado as a state, as an arid state in the West with not enough water for the people living here, never mind the people who are projected to move here over the next several decades. How has water transformed our landscape, and how can, say, photographs of landscapes that have been impacted by water, how can that help inform us maybe as we're making these water decisions?
Oh my, this is a big question and a long conversation that's not only one that deals with the Antiquities Act of how water is distributed through and for our own use, but just water as a natural phenomena that shapes the land, carving it. Our valleys and mountains have been defined by the erosive processes through the eons of time, through rain, freezing, and then the water flowing. Mostly that snow and ice are Colorado's water stores, and that water store that we have in that flows out through the Arkansas, the Colorado, the Rio Grande, the Yampa, and the South and North Platte, to the greater extents of the western and eastern parts of the United States, provide water to 120 million people. And the greater part of that use has been for agriculture in the past, but with the pressing of population growth. You know, I arrived here in 1974 when there were about 700,000 people in Colorado. So things have changed dramatically with 5.5 million here, and also around the West with population centers growing, such as in Las Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson and Havasu and outward from there, you're looking at lakes like Lake Powell and Lake Mead that are down to the quick as far as their water supply, maybe 30 to 50% of their capacity. And if we end up with a massive drought, let's say a five-year drought that affected California up until this year, Colorado would be severely affected. People do not understand that the water that we see the snow that we see in the mountains really provides the water that we have. And that's about it in our aquifers. And I just want to touch on one other thing. The Ogallala Aquifer that is a great part of the eastern part of Colorado and the plains is down to 10% of its original water supply. And that's because of its use for agricultural use over the last century. We have to look at these challenges that we're facing and that we can face and will ultimately catch up with us.
Well, ultimately, this book is a book of images and a book of photographs. And I know that at your talk on Wednesday evening at the Boulder Bookstore, you're going to talk about how other people who aren't necessarily professional photographers don't have all the equipment, but they can still capture wonderful images of these extraordinary places. What are one or two tips that you could share with listeners right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the standard that each one of us sets for us for the notion of exceptional and extraordinary. Sam Abel, a National Geographic photographer, defined exceptional and extraordinary as a single subject of a simple idea that speaks volume. And those are iconic images that stick in our minds and touch our souls. We can actually feel the hair and the goosebumps rise on our skin when we see them. It's important that we go out and when we make photographs is to look at things from a broader perspective. Find that location, research it, the event, study the lighting, understand the camera that we have in our hand, whether it's a phone or a digital single lens reflex camera, and understand how to compose as well as define our exposure to capture the image that we want to deliver to the viewer at the end of the day, whether it's on the screen, through social media, or for printed on walls or through video.
Well, people can hear a lot more about that and more about the book Colorado Life and Light on the Land by photographer Robert Castellino. He's going to be speaking about all of these themes and about the book on Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the Boulder Bookstore. Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you.